And what about food and food rationing? How did that affect you?
Well, I never went hungry. I can't remember ever feeling that. Of course, things disappeared from the shops. There was no such a thing as bananas during the war. And I always used to love banana sandwiches when I was a kid. Missed that sort of thing. We had an extra ration of cheese being in the Land Army, as did my father, being a farm worker. I forget how much we had. Was it about so many, a quarter of a pound or half a pound or something, extra a week, because you were working on the land. Being brought up in the country, we always had plenty of our own vegetables and stuff. We never went short, and father used to have a gun and he'd go and shoot rabbits and things like that, so we never went short of food. And during the war, when I was in Diggs in East Brent, we lived next door to the local butcher that my landlady, in fact the house we were in belonged to the local butcher, so I think we used to have a bit of extra there. The warning would go out, you'd hear the sirens going and you think, here they come, and then they would come. And of course, being in the country, they didn't drop many bombs around us. It was just when they jettisoned them, if they'd been intercepted on their way up to Bristol or Bath or something like that, they would turn around and, to make their load lighter, they'd bung their bombs out anywhere, irrespective, and they fell on the fields and anywhere in the country.
And you said your father was in the Home Guard.
Father was in the Home Guard, yes.
Can you tell me something about that?
Yes, they used to go to Burnham for this. There were four of them from the village, young men and father. Father was older than them, of course, but the younger men that weren't called up because they were farming or something like that. They were in reserved occupations. And they'd go to Burnham, to the Clarence Hotel at Burnham-on-Sea. And behind the Clarence is the old stables, where it used to be an old coaching place years ago. And that was their headquarters there. And they had a uniform. First of all, they were LDV, Land Defence Volunteers. They had their... I can see Father now with his armband, a white armband with LDV written in black on it. And then, of course, after that, they were called Home Guard. And they had their khaki uniforms, like the soldiers. Father had his own rifle, which he used to take. He always had, always kept guns. And he had his own rifle, which he used to take with him on guard duty in there. They used to go to uphill for practice, firing practice. Firing out to sea, as they used to say. I suppose it was so the bullets didn't intercept anybody else. And at the end of the war, they took Father's rifle and re-rifled it. There's an expression they use for redoing the barrel of it. And re-rifled it and presented it to him for using it during the war in the service of his country.